On November 3rd of 2020, South Dakota citizens voted to approve an amendment to the state constitution that legalizes all things cannabis. Voters also approved an initiated measure directing the state to establish a medical marijuana program. After the election, the superintendent of the Highway Patrol and the Pennington County Sheriff sued to challenge the constitutionality of the amendment. They hold that it contains a multitude of subjects rather than a single subject as required by a 2018 amendment initiated by the state legislature. A Sixth Circuit judge agreed with the law officers and found the amendment unconstitutional. Amendment A proponents appealed, and the South Dakota Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday, April 28th. Victoria Wicks presents some of those arguments.
Brendan Johnson is a former U.S. attorney for South Dakota who advocates for legalization of marijuana. During oral arguments, Chief Justice Stephen Jensen asks him if recreational marijuana would have been approved if it had not been on the same ballot as the more popular measure for medical marijuana.
We have some indication from the initiative that the voters strongly favored medical marijuana, 70%. You look at the counties, a lot of those counties that voted the other way on Amendment A said, yeah, absolutely, we support medical marijuana. We don't have the same kind of outcome where we can determine whether the voters would have voted the same way if it was recreational marijuana standing alone. Is that problematic?
Johnson says voters had the option of approving only medical marijuana because it was a separate issue on the ballot. And he says Amendment A on its own passed by more than 54%. Johnson says there was intense media coverage leading up to the election, and voters were more informed about this amendment and initiated measure than they were about most legislative bills.
We had a vigorous debate, probably the most intensely scrutinized piece of legislation in my lifetime, in a generation, that the people ever voted on.
Opponents to Amendment A say that it contains more than one subject, which violates a 2018 addition to the state constitution. Justice Jeanine Kern addresses that concern with Brendan Johnson.
I count 15 subjects and 55 subsections, as noted in opposing counsel's brief.
Correct, right.
I mean, and there certainly was very little publicity about the far-reaching implications. So, for example, the Department of Revenue, vesting it with exclusive power.
Right.
Or the decision to appropriate where the taxation will go to. I mean, I'd like you to address that concept.
Right. Well, and of course, the number of provisions has always been less important than what the provisions themselves do.
Johnson reads from Amendment A, laying out what the Department of Revenue has the exclusive power to do. License and regulate cultivation, manufacture, testing, transport, delivery, and sales of marijuana, and administer and enforce the article. Amendment A also sets out certain rules the Department of Revenue must include as it develops its plan for oversight. It protects people working in the cannabis industry from sanctions, and it restricts the rate of taxation at 15% until November 3, 2024.
That is not revolutionary, in all due respect to opposing counsel. What we see every year from this legislature is that they will delegate powers to a different agency.
I want to be clear that this case is not about cannabis. It's not about medicinal marijuana. And it's not about the multitude of other subjects that are packaged within Amendment A. It's about the rule of law. And it's about enforcing the limitations that the people placed on their power of initiative under the Constitution.
Lisa Prostrolo represents Colonel Rick Miller, the superintendent of the State Highway Patrol. She disagrees with Johnson's contention that Amendment A's single subject is the legalization of cannabis, and all else lays out the means by which that is accomplished.
What's the single purpose of Amendment A? Is it the legalization of recreational marijuana, medicinal marijuana, or hemp? Is it the funding of public schools, perhaps, or revising our state's tax scheme? Or perhaps is it granting the Department of Revenue exclusive constitutional authority, which is something that's unprecedented in our state?
Prostrolo says all are separate purposes encompassed within Amendment A, and each one can stand and fall on its own. Prostrolo explains why opponents didn't challenge Amendment A before the election.
The issue in this case is that there was no clear procedure for bringing an action before the election. Thankfully, the legislature has now addressed that, so it won't be a problem moving forward. But there was a question at the time. And in fact, this court has stated that when a case is deciding whether a change in the Constitution has been legally effected, that question is actually better addressed after the election.
Prestrollo notes that the Supreme Court has reviewed several amendments after they've been approved by voters.
There's no specific time bar for challenging the constitutionality of Amendment A. If there were, that would be particularly concerning because it's implying that the passage of times can somehow sanction constitutional invalidity.
Justices will consider these arguments and more, outlined in briefs, before issuing an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.